And every day at this time now, we're going to do what we like to call a flashback bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're not going to ignore the elephant in the room.
Right.
You know, there. But we also don't want to, we're not going to sit here all day and mourn. As we're driving to work, we want to have good memories,
right.
But we're not, you know, gone but not forgotten.
And
so.
We don't want to deprive you of listening to Kid Craddock's hilariousness. So every day around this time, we're going to go back and listen to a best of bit or a flashback. And this one happens to feature Andy Samberg.
Yes, Andy, if you were a shark, what kind of shark would you be?
Hammerhead, no question.
Why are you asking him a shark question?
Because, dude.
Because you should know, he's only hosting my favorite week of television.
You're doing Shark Week?
I'm Chief Shark Officer.
Shut up.
Chief Shark Officer, what's that mean?
It means I'm the spokesperson for Shark Week this year.
And how far down the list were you as the as the spokesperson for Shark Week? Because, I mean, do you have a knowledge of sharks that I wasn't aware of?
No, I think just kind of like a good shark attitude.
Yeah, sure you do.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, you're
from
perfect.
The Bay Area, we got San Jose Sharks. I don't know. It's a stretch.
Okay.
But I will tell you this. I went to the Bahamas already and swam with sharks, so I tested my mettle and proved victorious.
Yeah, but those are like the pet sharks. The ones at the Atlantis are actually in the ocean.
In the ocean.
Oh,
reef
okay.
Shark.
Oh, I thought maybe you were just at that hotel pool.
You. Yeah. Were you in a cage?
No, I was in chainmail.
Oh,
so and there was chum all over the water around me.
So those are the suits that they can bite you and nothing happens, right?
Well, they told me that, and then afterwards they told me that they can actually crush your entire body and limbs through the chainmail. They just can't pierce it.
Andy, which was your favorite of the Jaws series?
Of the Jaws series?
Yeah, I'm keeping things shark-related.
I like 7.
What is your favorite?
I don't know, the first one.
I like the one where the I like the one where the shark ate that guy.
Yeah, I like the one with the boat.
That was my favorite.
That was my favorite. You remember that?
The one where the shark was all roar, and then the guy was like, no!
Yeah, and he's like, oh, my God, I never expected a shark to be here.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
So, Andy, Big Al here. Could you please compare your butt to Kim Kardashian's butt?
Are you really asking that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll answer that question on the record. I would say my butt is, like, significantly worse.
All right.
Probably less well kept.
Yes.
Oh. Careful there.
Yes. Yeah. Less well maintained.
Hers is, I mean, we're talking about, like, all-time list, right?
It's a gift for sure.
Well, I had you in my top 15, so.
Andy,
it's a gift from Yahweh.
Question. What would be another good question? Andy Samberg, what if I told you that the Guinness Book of World Records for longest phone interview is 17 hours?
We're 15 in.
Minutes.
What do you think?
15
just,
minutes.
I think you should just let him go.
Is that something you'd be interested in
just
breaking?
Let him go. He might want to come
screw
back.
That.
Again.
Let's do it. Let's take down the record.
What did you have planned today before you knew you were breaking the world record for longest phone interview?
I was going to do a lot of charity work, but screw that.
When you say you're going to do a lot of charity work, you mean think about coming up with an idea of donating money to the Red Cross for your album?
Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
What? Good luck knocking off Matthew Morrison this week.
I think our biggest competition is Adele.
Adele's pretty good,
yeah, but
though.
She's greatness.
Yeah.
If everyone listening goes out and buys 10 copies of our album, we could probably catch her.
I would agree with that.
I don't think I can do 10.
470.
Yeah.
How about 1?
Yeah.
I was thinking about just downloading it for free somewhere. Is that okay?
It's okay if you want to go to jail.
Oh, my God. Andy Samberg, everybody.
Yeah.
Yay.
With Kid Craddock in the morning.
He's so cool.
Do you guys think that there's a ton of people that just think we're stupid as can be? Like we have no idea why that's funny or anything?
Yeah.
I think he's super funny.
How do you think it
went,
though?
But if you don't think Andy's funny, then you're not funny.
How do I think it went?
Yeah.
Funny.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know what's so cool is that him and Kristen Wiig, you know, that we just talked to, they're so chill.
Yeah.
You would expect him to be a little more...
Yeah.
A little more upbeat, like, or almost to, even trying to make jokes.
Trying to impress.
Yeah.
They never try to impress.
They
just let
impress.
It come to them.
Yeah. I learned a lesson from that today. I'm not going to try anymore, ever.
Let's just talk like this from now on.
Yep.
This needs to happen organically, you know?
I don't think we're organically funny.
I don't think he was feeling me.
You don't think he was feeling you, Jenna?
No.
No.
I was hoping he was.
Should have given that other link. Yeah. Andy, are you still there?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. No
way.
Yeah, like completely 100%.
Oh my God, because you got to hear it. Oh my God. So you're really not into Jenna then?
Oh, we're a little embarrassed about that.
Yeah, we just totally gutted about you. Yeah. Like high school
like
girls.
We're truly bonded together now. Something like this. This is real.
I am so embarrassed.
This is like the 13-year-old. The 13-year-old. The 13-year-old lovers, and it's like, you hang up. No, you hang up. No, you hang up.
But then you get to hear how much we love you after you hung up.
At least you know we're sincere.
It was life-affirming. Life-affirming.
You know we're sincere, at least.
Absolutely. Unless, you guys, you're a bunch of sweethearts.
Unless we knew you were going to be listening.
Maybe we did.
No, we didn't. We were just talking.
Most celebrities just hang up right when we're done.
He's so cool.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway.
All right. Well, I am going to hang up now.
We might keep talking about you, though.
Okay.
Let's take you out with some Endless Love, okay?
Ooh.
Here we go.
Yeah. Why?
You guys have a good weekend here.
My love. Take it, Andy.
There's only you
in my life.
Yeah.
The only thing that's right.
Take it, Jenna. My first love. Ready?
My first love.
Jenna can't sing. That was way too high for me.
You missed it. All right.
I forgot.
Don't make me sing.
You can just come in baritone.
Yeah.
Did I miss
my first love.
That is sadly better than what I sound like.
True story.
So when does Andy Samberg come on the phone? Come on, you're the publicist.
I just heard this rumor that we were going for the record, so I was like, I'm not going to be the one to blow it.
All right, so Andy Samberg is our guest.
No. All right, bye, Andy.
Bye, guys. Have a good one.
All righty, buddy.
We're going to talk about you after we hang up. Okay,
okay, bye.
Here you go.
Okay, cool. I'm going to stay on.
And goodbye.
Yeah.
He wasn't feeling so full of himself.
No, it's like
he wasn't feeling us that second time around.
He's so full of himself that why talk to him about anything? He's just all about him. It doesn't matter what you say.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of those guys that like comes on like, oh, look how nice I am being nice to radio stations.
He punched me
in the
face. He
doesn't care about us.
He punched me in the face one time.
He cares about selling DVDs.
Exactly.
I mean, we're just a conduit to him. We're nothing but a vessel.
Yeah.
You know? He
can use me.
He's making fun of us in the other room right now. He's like, oh, stupid, untalented radio DJs.
Tell me what to do with Justin.
I should have given him a piece of my mind.
You should have.
All right, so.
I need a bathroom break or something.
Coming up next, more with Liza Minnelli. Don't go away. Oh, my God. Andy, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, let him go now.
Crap. Whoa. Boy, did I just show my butt.
Yeah, buddy.
All right.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm going to go for real because I have to use the bathroom.
Okay, me too.
30 minutes.
All right.
Okay, we'll all go pee at the same time, different time zones. Okay, see you later. Bye.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
I'm hanging up. There, I hung up.
So he's really gone.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I hung up.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Where was I? Where was I that day?
I think Kid asked you who Andy Samberg was, and you're like, I don't know.
No, we actually, JC and I and Kid stayed until noon that day.
Okay,
and
so
you guys
after
had
the
to
show.
Leave, and you guys were like, whatever. And then we just had the best 45-minute interview of our lives.
Hey,
and then
I
watched Lonely Island for like 2 hours afterwards in Kid's office.
Well, coming up, what does Emma Kelly think Kid is doing up in heaven right now? And what would she do if she could be up in heaven with him for just a little bit? You're going to hear about that when I'm in the car with Emma Kelly next.
I think you should totally check out KidNation.com. And if you can't find it,
Google it, dude.
More Kid Craddock in the Morning is on the way.